You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once planted evidence so he could make a citizen's arrest, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are kicking off hour number two from beautiful northeast Wisconsin, which is blanketed with snow. This will be around at least for a few days. It's supposed to get into the 40s, but stay safe out there if you are on the road, and stay warm, ladies and gentlemen. Curl up inside and listen to the radio. That's what I say. We will get to your texts very shortly. The question tonight is, what do you wish you could give up for 40 days? Whether you're Catholic or not, it is Lent. And I'm just very curious as to know what people would give up if they could for 40 days. It's so hard to do, I think, especially as we get older. Right now, or at 7:20, Rich LoCascio, Rich LoCascio, not LoCascio.
LoCascio.
He's going to get me in a headlock. He'll be here at 7:20 to talk about a big feud in pro wrestling. Rich is a wrestling announcer and a WRGN personality. So looking forward to having Rich back on the show. Right now, we're talking with Chris Foran, who does great work writing about entertainment at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He is joining us tonight to sort of put a button on the Oscars. I can't let the Oscars go, Chris. I know you said when we first connected about this, you said, are you sure you're still going to want to talk about the Oscars 3 days later? And we keep learning stuff that comes out after the broadcast of what happened. So I feel like it's still very relevant, and I just like to talk about it. So let's start with Sean Baker. What did you think of Anora? Was that a good win? Would you have voted that best picture?
You know, I don't think it's a bad win. I mean, I think there were a lot of movies this year that that are not embarrassments when, you know, looking back on them. Excuse me. And I think Anora is certainly one of those. It's just solidly made. It's a little unexpected, but
right.
If you look at the ratings, they did really good numbers among people 18 to 49, ages 18 to 49. I think it's more of a younger audience movie in some ways. And I think that's happened with the voting too. I think the Academy voters have gotten younger and more diverse. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, it was weird because I did not expect. But just based on what I had heard, I thought The Brutalist would take it. And I know that's the one film you haven't seen. The one film I haven't seen was I'm Still Here. But wow, The Brutalist, that is a appropriate title on many levels. I did not really like it that much. So I'm not surprised that Anora did what it did. I think the whole town loves Sean Baker based on his resume so far. And I would have to say I agree. I think he's great. I was a little surprised Anora won. But when I heard their speeches, from Mikey Madison to Sean Baker, they were all just so great. And it was just such great energy. So I really can't complain. I think it's a great one.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, like, you know, I just think I've said this before, that for years, I think Hollywood was picking aspiration, would vote for aspiration movies. Here's what we can do, you know, and The Brutalist would fit that. But so would Conclave. So would.
Right.
So would in its own way. And not that I was a huge fan of it. So would Emilia Perez. They're just ambitious kinds of movies. Anora is ambitious in a different way. I would have thought if they had what I'm thinking, there's more younger people voting, is because the sex scenes are pretty graphic. I mean, they're not graphic; they're honest sex scenes. Let's put them that way.
Right.
And that's not generally what you see in those kind of movies. So that was kind of an unusual vote in that sense. But it's a solid, you know, super solid movie. You know, and I mean, as were all the other. I you missed. I'm Still Here. I'm Still Here is a wonderful movie.
And, that's what I hear.
I feel like, you know, there were hardly any movies in that 10 picks that were a crash type movie. You know, I mean, even Wicked would have been an okay selection. It's really well done, you know, super solid. I think when you were talking with Matt Miller the other day, you guys were talking about that being a thing they might pick next year, which would make total sense. That happened with the Lord of the Rings movies. They didn't give it to the third one, you know.
Right.
But I mean, it's, you know, and I also think that when we had a film critic at the Journal Sentinel, he would say he gave a subconscious half star to movies that had a Wisconsin element to it. And I always thought I would give an extra half star to movies that make you like feel like not hopeless. And Anora is a movie that gives you a little bit of hope at the end, you know, as do, you know, a bunch of these other movies. So.
Well said. Do you have a film, like if you could choose, Chris, that you would have preferred one and another film that you just couldn't stand out of those? Well, 10?
I mean, you mean of the ones that were nominated? I mean, I think I agree with you. I really, really enjoyed A Complete Unknown a lot. And and I really liked, but I wouldn't have been, you know, wouldn't have been bad if Conclave had won either. It wouldn't have bothered me at all. I'm still here. I could never imagine it winning. It's just a really solid movie on a fascinating topic. I think The Substance winning would have been odd to me. I mean, horror almost never wins anyway. But it was a movie that was wild in some good ways and in some not so good ways. And
did you like it? Also,
I didn't love it. I didn't love it. I admired, you know, the fact that they set out a path and went on it and followed it. I just, at a certain point, I thought, I don't really want to watch this anymore. But I'm maybe not the audience for it either. So,
well, I agree. I just, at one point, I thought, all right, this is interesting the way it started, and then I just was like, what on earth?
But if you're gonna start on the path they start on, you kind of end up at that place.
I guess so. Yeah.
I just don't necessarily want to go there. You know,
right. So that, no, it definitely
that's more of a personal choice. So.
Yeah, I agree. That would probably be mine too. I did not like Emilia Perez either. In fact, I said this to someone probably I think last night that the more distance I get from it, I dislike it even more. But I wasn't crazy about The Substance either. Let's talk about Flow. What a great movie! Won the best animated Oscar.
It is a wonderful movie. I have a friend who sees more movies than I do, and she was surprised that she had an animated movie on her 10 best list, but it was Flow was near the top of her list, and I can't disagree. It's a movie that is just charming and solid, really artful, but not, you know, aggressively so, not in your way. And there's messages if you look for them, but you don't have to look for them. And
right,
and it's actually I think some like it might be coming back to the AMC Theater in Milwaukee. I know it's streaming on Max right now.
Yeah, that's where I watched it. Yeah. Yeah, great movie. And you're right. It's just entertaining on every level. Chris Foran is my guest. He writes entertainment articles for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and joins us here quite frequently on Nightlight. One more show I want to. You said you haven't started watching Reacher yet, correct?
I watched the first episode.
Okay. So. Were you? I liked it. I was kind of like, whoa, how are they going to get out of this one? And I won't spoil anything, but how do you, I did not like season two of the show. I liked season one, did not like season two. And this one so far is decent.
Well, in the first episode, and that's not a huge spoiler. Yeah. It starts out with this seemingly disastrous situation. And all I could think of was, boy, that's not the Reacher character at all. And of course it's not. So,
right.
I will say anything I say about Reacher, I have to preface by saying that I am not a hater of Tom Cruise in that part, like almost everyone on earth is. I think Tom Cruise is fine in it. You know, I mean, the guy who's in it now is great. And it definitely, that's the character in the book is this big, you know, homunculus of a guy. But what makes that a character so compelling to me is that he's just unrelenting. And I like I said, I've only seen the one episode. I like him. I think sometimes, like I said, I really like the first season, but same thing, you know, okay. How far deep can you, you know, can you dig a hole and then get out? It's like those 1940s B serials where the hero dies literally at the end of every episode. And then you realize the next episode, oh, he jumped off the train in time. You know,
right. I'm with you. And I like Tom Cruise too. I think there's room for both different Reachers. He's just kind of a different character, even though this one is closer to the book. I've not seen Daredevil. I don't know that I'll watch it, but for those listening, how do you feel about Daredevil?
Well, it's a different tack. I'm a big fan of the villain from the first season was a character called Kingpin, played by Vincent D'Onofrio, who I just love.
I love it. Yeah.
And he's back in this one. And this time he runs for mayor. And in the first episode, he gets elected mayor. And there's lots of present day parallels and not parallels. And the Daredevil character has decided to stop being a masked vigilante and, you know, how long can that happen? And how long can he do that? And, it's the first series was very good. It was very good. And the characters very good. So
is it something you would recommend at this point?
Yeah, I think so. It's very violent. Okay. I think a lot of people have had are fed up with Marvel. I am not, but I get why. And it's really not part of that. It's part of a grittier version of that. But you can also, if you have Disney Plus, where you can also watch the first season and make up your mind from that too.
So. Okay. One more thing I wanted to mention to you that I forgot while we were on movies. September 5. Yes. I really enjoyed it.
Me too.
What was your take on that, especially with your journalism background? I wanted to ask you about that.
I thought it was a great way to approach it. As somebody who watched that, I was 11 when those games were going on. And, remember the first time I ever heard that East German or that German police siren, European police siren thing. I still, every time I think of it, I think of, you know, Jim McKay doing the Olympics. And I thought it was good. I thought the fact that they didn't have like a solid answer to the ethics of it was good.
Yeah.
If you think about it hard enough, Peter Sarsgaard, who is great at every single thing he does,
he's really good.
You know, the guy who's the ABC sports guy who's running herd over the whole thing, he ends up becoming head of the network later and, you know, becoming a big wheel in American television. And he was the one who said, yeah, let's just run with this, even if we don't know what we're doing. And let's run this, even though we might be showing terrorists what's going on. And, it's kind of the beginning of, it's one of those steps where you say, okay, here's how television encroaches on real life, you know?
Right. It was interesting to me because I don't have a journalism background, and I loved when my favorite moment, I think, in the movie was when New York wanted to take the story because they were just sports reporters and they said, no, we're here. And I'm like, yeah, that probably would have happened. So really good movie. Right. Love the look of it. Chris, thank you so much as always for your time tonight. Always fun to get your insights.
Way
to crush the Oscars quiz, man. You taught us a lesson.
Glad I studied.
Chris Warren, check out his work at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Have a great night, Chris. Thanks so much.
You too. Thanks, Pete. Thanks for having me.
Always, buddy. Conrad, what should our quizzes be harder?
No, I think we always try to make our smart guests feel good,
right?
You know?
Yeah, I think you're right. I can live with that. We got schooled, but that's okay. Coming up in just a couple minutes, folks, we will welcome Rich LoCascio. Rich LoCascio, and I will read your texts. Our question of the night is, what do you wish you could give up for 40 days? We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Question of the night is, what do you wish you could give up for 40 days? Lent is upon us, and whether you're Catholic or not, we all have something we want to shed or not be addicted to or give up. So that's our question tonight. What do you wish you could give up for 40 days? Checking in on the stream. Jason Jerry says, oh, this is nothing to do. Oh, I wish Chris Foran was still here. Jason says, Daredevil is amazing, and Kingpin is also. Great rebirth. Must see TV. I will have to share that with Chris. Thank you, Jason, for the text. Conrad, did you see you're watching Daredevil?
I watched the first episode last night, and it was really good. I enjoyed it.
Oh, cool. All right. So there you go. Thank you for the text, Jason. And then checking in on the stream regarding our question of the night, Jim from Appleton says, I wish I could give up carbs for 40 days. Then there would be nothing. to eat. Well, you could eat other stuff, Jim. But carbs are delicious. That's the problem. Eric from Lodi said earlier he would give up nachos, and I asked him if he meant nachos with the works or just the chips themselves, and Eric says, oh, nachos with the works. Again, It's the best part of said nachos. I think you would agree with me, Eric. Eric also says, love The Sound of Music. Yeah, a lot of people do. One of the top 10 grossing films of all time. It's just the lead actor who didn't like it. George Von Trapp. Thanks for the text, folks. Keep them coming. We'll read them on the radio as they roll in. Great when you guys are part of the show. Phone lines are open. Text line is open, 855-752-4842. You might want to chime in if you have an opinion as I welcome my next guest to the show. I love this guy. He's a great guy, big-time wrestling fan. He is a radio personality down at WRJN, part of the Civic Media family, and we always have fun when he is on Nightlight. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to welcome Rich LoCascio. Rich, how are you?
What's going on, Pete?
Not too much. Look at you, man. A lean, mean fighting machine.
Man, I'm feeling good. I'm doing good. So, hey, life is good.
All right. So tell us, you know, this kind of goes hand in hand with our question tonight. If you could give something up for 40 days, what would it be? You've obviously lost some weight. You look great.
Thank you.
How did you do it?
How did I do it? I was just hearing what you were saying about Jim's comment about giving up carbs. I've pretty much done that. So
yeah,
I tell you what, it works. I'm on a program, been on a program since the beginning of the year, and it's been fantastic.
I tried to give up eating altogether, and it lasted about
don't do that. No.
4 hours. That's about as far as I went.
I mean, so intermittent fasting's good, but no, you got to eat at least sometime. I tell people that, like, you got to eat sometime during the day.
So you've done no fasting or anything like that? It was just pretty much primarily giving up carbs. Are you doing keto or are you doing like just a sensible diet?
I'm doing more of a lifestyle change. Keto is a part of it, but okay. I'm focused on probiotics. I've been drinking alkaline water for years. I'm just focused on, you know, especially since I just turned 40, it's like, I want to be healthier. I want to make good changes. I want to be on this earth for a little bit longer. So with that, it's like, okay, instead of throwing caution to the wind, it's like, let me take care of myself and let me make this work. And so far it has been working.
That's incredible. So, all right. And I'm sorry to keep pressing you for details, but you said you gave up, you did a little fasting, but mostly it was carbs. Do you have a plan, Rich, like where you give up carbs during the week or a certain time of day? How'd you do that?
So basically just eating small meals throughout the day. Okay. I'm on a program where I do fuelings 2 to 3 hours a day, and I do 4 fuelings a day. And then two of my other meals are what are called lean and green meals, where I'm eating, let's just say, for instance, 6 ounces of chicken and then 3 servings of vegetables. So either some raw spinach, some broccoli, some cauliflower, some green beans, stuff that are not high in sugar or high in carbohydrates. And it's really, really been working.
I got to tell you, I've done keto myself. I try to do mostly keto during the week and then eat sensibly on the weekends. But you just said vegetables. Like, are those considered like low carb? I know some of them are more than the others, but that's a thing, right? I mean, you can still eat vegetables and stay low carb or no?
Yeah, you can still eat vegetables and still stay low carb. I mean, you got to be sensible about it. And basically, you're giving your body the fuel that it needs to progress steadily throughout the day. So, you know, I know some people are like, well, carbs is the enemy. You got to avoid the carbs and everything. Yeah, a lot of high carbs, a lot of, you know, high sugars, a lot of the processed foods. I mean, need I say more about that?
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, it's like, okay, you know, you put the right fuel in the tank, good things are going to happen.
Rich, do you do drugs?
No.
What is, you mentioned alkaline water before. What is that?
Yeah. So alkaline water, I get this local grocery store, but you can get them at any grocery store nowadays. So it's specially engineered to where it has a higher pH level than your typical spring water, tap water, because naturally spring water, tap water tends to be a little bit more acidic. But with alkaline water, it's almost like the complete opposite. So the great thing about it is it regulates your digestive tract as far as like, you know, if as long as you're taking care of yourself, you're drinking alkaline water, you know, consistently throughout the day, you're going to notice a difference as far as like, you know, how your body processes different nutrients.
All right. One more question for you about the eating, because I'm very impressed with what you've done. And I've been trying to get back in shape, and I yo-yo, you know, I'll drop 20 pounds and I'll put 10 back on. And it's, I don't think that's healthy either, but what do you say? And I know you're not an expert, you're not a nutritionist, but you're a guy who's managed to do this so far and had success. for people listening, and maybe they would use this as 40 days of trying something. It's a perfect opportunity to do that. But how would you tell someone to start? Because I think that's the hardest thing. I'm going to have one more big meal, or I'm going to have one more six pack of beer or whatever it is. Mm. How do you start?
It starts with a decision and a reason as to why you want to do it. Not just, oh, I want to impress my friends, or, oh, you know, maybe I can lose 5 to 10 pounds. No, there's got to be a solid why behind what you do. And when you find that, when you figure that out, it's really going to motivate you, self-motivate you to just go and do it. And, right. And it's not just a 1 week thing. It's not just a 40 day thing. This is a lifestyle change for me. So, and already I'm seeing the fruits of my labor.
I love it, man. I'm proud of you. Great work. Thank you. And thank you for sharing what you've been able to do. So that's all we have time for. No, I'm kidding. We have, all right, Rich Locascio is here. He is going to talk to us about a feud in pro wrestling. And you sent me a video, Rich. I love this. It was so fun to watch. We're going to break that down. It's John Cena. It's The Rock. It's Cody Rhodes. We're going to get into all of that after the news with the man who knows it all when it comes to pro wrestling. This is Pete Schwabba in Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Night on Nightlight, Civic Media's own Todd Alba will join us at 6:35 to make the popcorn pick of the week. And I know Todd is going to have a great pick. He's always fun when he's on the show. And then Northeast Wisconsin singer-songwriter Paul Hanna will be in the studio. That's going to be exciting. We've never had Paul on the show, and he's a great musician. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's tomorrow night on Nightlight. Tonight, if you still want to get in on our question of the night, in honor of Ash Wednesday, the question is, what do you wish you could give up for 40 days? And it can be anything. Or you can do nice things too. That's certainly acceptable. As a somewhat Catholic, I try to give up stuff and honor Lent a little bit, I guess, just because it's in my blood and I was raised that way. Rich, do you practice Lent?
No, I grew up Roman Catholic. So, you know, I went through the whole, you know, communion and process and everything, but no, I don't do the whole Lent thing. And I think that's kind of a good thing right now, simply because of the fact that I kind of need to eat meat on Fridays.
Makes sense. So,
no disrespect to the Catholic community. It's just, you know, it's a lifestyle for me. I'm you know, born again Christian. So,
oh, okay.
I'm so still covered.
All right. You'll figure stuff out. Everybody, there's no judgment here on Nightlight. You can do whatever you want to do. I don't know what I'm going to try to be nice to people, I guess, but that is the voice of Rich Locascio. He is a WRJN personality here at Civic Media, I should say. He does great work there. We'll talk about that a little bit, Rich, but I want to make sure we get to this wrestling because I've told you in the past, I don't know anything about pro wrestling. I know we've got fans though that do, and we got to feed the beast. So what is going on here? You sent a video and it's The Rock and it's John Cena and Cody Rhodes.
Yes.
And The Rock is like wailing on Cody Rhodes. And
yes,
you know, here's what happened. Okay. So Cena hugs Cody Rhodes. The Rock makes this weird, it's what's really strange is he made like the throat slit gesture, but it was really kind of uncoordinated and strange, which surprised me from The Rock because he's kind of a big guy and he was an athlete. But and then Cena hits Cody Rhodes right in the seeds and drops him. And then all hell breaks loose. Tell us what is going on in that video.
Okay. So let's go back a little bit because I feel that needs to be addressed. So basically how this all started was The Rock about a week and a half ago basically said, Cody, he's like, I want you to be my champion. But he wanted to take that one step further. He's like, Cody, I need your soul. And I'm like, whoa, okay, what's this all about? So Cody shows up on SmackDown last Friday night and he's getting, you know, blessed with all these different gifts and this private dressing room and this nice catering and everything. And then The Rock gives him a nice custom pickup truck and everything. And you know, he's expecting Cody to make this big decision about, you know, selling out and giving his soul to The Rock. Well, here comes the Elimination Chamber. Cody doesn't show up until the end of the night. And The Rock shows up with Travis Scott. They both get in the ring. And it's like, Cody, I need your decision. You know, I want your mind. I want your soul. I need your answer. And basically, Cody said, he's like, I want it all. You know, I no longer have my soul. And the reason for that is because I've given my soul to this ring and to these people a long time ago. And I can't say specifically what he said right after that, but it's the equivalent of up your nose with a rubber hose. And the crowd in Toronto was absolutely wild after he said that.
I just want to say, and I'm not making this up, I clipped a Vinnie Barbarino clip from Welcome Back, Kotter, about 2 weeks ago, and we still haven't played it. But up your nose, very nice, nice pull there with the reference.
Thank you.
So when you say The Rock, are they on teams? Like, is Cody Rhodes The Rock when you said he gave him a truck and he expects this out of him? Is that because he's part of an alliance with The Rock when it comes to pro wrestling, or on The Rock's like team, so to speak?
No. So basically, just to summarize this as best as I can in such a short amount of time, yeah. The Rock is portraying this character. He is the final boss. He's the chairman of the board of TKO. He runs WWE. Big boss now. So he's got so much influence. He's got so much power. He's got so much money, obviously. I mean, he's a household name, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Yeah. So, you know, he's looking for people to follow him. Like, he's at the top of the totem pole. He's the final boss. And sometimes that could be a good thing. In this case, it's a bad thing, because it's like when you tell somebody that you want your soul, like, whoa, okay, now things are getting real. Things are getting serious now.
Too far. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. Do The Rock and Cena have some kind of rivalry?
They did at one time. They faced each other in two back-to-back WrestleMania main events. Rock won the first, Cena won the second. So, and there was a mutual respect after that. You know, Cena earned The Rock's respect after WrestleMania 29 when they faced each other. And there hasn't really been much since. They've run into each other every so often, and there's a mutual respect. Cena, of course, is more of a, you know, player in Hollywood now. He's doing commercials for car companies. He's showing up. I mean, sometimes you can see him, sometimes you can't, because that's John Cena. You know, sometimes you'll see him in a McDonald's commercial. So, I mean, he's showing up in random spots and everything, but, you know, he made the announcement that 2025 is going to be his last year in the WWE, and he wants to end his career with a bang. And starting this past Saturday, he did just that.
Okay, here's what I don't understand. Like, if they're not rival, why did he start wailing on Cody Rhodes if The Rock? So The Rock just stood there and watched too.
Yeah.
And some really cool looking bell bottoms, I have to say. But like, A for effort on the outfit. But why wasn't he intervening there?
Well, it's because of the fact that I think that John Cena took The Rock's offer just in case Cody didn't. Or maybe this was all a trap all along where, you know, John Cena, if you look back at the video clip, he was jovial after Cody made that remark, and The Rock's just standing there and, you know, showing no emotion whatsoever. Cena's jumping around like crazy. He's like, oh, man, I can't believe he just said that. And he goes to embrace Cody, and then he looks at The Rock, and The Rock does the throat slit gesture. He pulls Cody back, and then next thing you know, a kick right to the groin.
Wow. So let me ask you this. Like, it's such great, like, showmanship and theater. What do Cena and The Rock talk about when they hang out afterwards, after what they just did in that? Honest to God, like, are they going, that was great? Or did they talk about baseball? Or, you know what I mean? Like, are they good friends that way?
I don't know. I can only speculate on that. I don't know for sure. I mean, these are people that have been in the wrestling business now for over 20 years, both of them individually. The Rock, close to 30 years. I mean, if you want to count the time before he made his WWE debut in 1996, his father of the Soul Man Rocky Johnson, his grandfather, the High Chief Peter Maivia. So his family has been in the wrestling business. And ironically, on the flip side of that, Cody Rhodes can say the very same thing. His brother, Dustin Rhodes, his dad, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. So, right. I mean, it's amazing how this has evolved so much. And I feel that going into WrestleMania, which is coming up in about a month and a half, it's really going to ramp up. And we're going to see Cena like we've never seen him before.
That's kind of funny. That's just like really, they just have so much fun doing this, you can tell. And like, okay, so let's say The Rock and Cena have both crossed over. They're both famous actors now too.
Yes.
Will this Cody Rhodes, does he have those aspirations, or is you see that happening? Is there room for another wrestler that can be in action movies and stuff?
I mean, you already have Dave Bautista in action movies as well. I mean, never say never. That's
he's great. I love Dave Bautista.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the interesting thing about the wrestling business. The, you know, these guys have the athleticism to do action movies and have the smarts to do comedies and dramatic roles and everything. I know we kind of briefly talked about this, you know, one of the previous times I was on. Look at the movie The Iron Claw. Some of, you know, some wrestlers like Jacob Freeman were part of the production of The Iron Claw. You know, he made a cameo appearance in it. And there's a movie coming out this Friday called Queen of the Ring that talks about the career of Mildred Burke. And there's a lot of pro wrestlers that are in that film as well. And I'm actually interested in seeing it.
Yeah, I think it got good reviews, too. My guest is Rich Locascio. He is a radio personality here at Civic Media on WRJN out of Racine. And he's been a wrestling announcer, and that's why we're having Rich on tonight. Well, to talk about a lot of things, but wrestling in particular. So have you seen Cena's show? Conrad, what's the show he's in that we were talking about a couple of weeks ago? It was from
The Peacemaker?
Peacemaker. Yeah. Have you seen that? What a wild show that is.
Interestingly, no, I haven't. Oh, okay. But now I'm compelled to go back and start watching it because it's I did see the Suicide Squad. He was in that. I did see him, and he played Peacemaker in that, obviously. But now I'm more compelled to see, like, okay, I've seen Cena in some capacities, like, you know, doing not face stuff. When I say not face stuff, like not good guy stuff, like playing the bad guy, playing the heel. So. But I think this is going to just take it to the next level, like see how diabolical and how, you know, how much he's, you know, ingrained with The Rock as far as this whole heel turn thing, because this is something that the wrestling community never thought that he would ever do.
I got to tell you, when it comes down to, you just mentioned David Bautista, Cena, The Rock, Bautista, those are the three biggies that made the jump from wrestling to Hollywood. I think Bautista is my favorite. Like he's got a great sense of humor. He doesn't take himself too seriously. And I think he makes better movies. I'm not crazy about most of the movies The Rock makes. And Cena's just kind of still just a fun goof. You know what I mean? Like, but Batista's good. I like him.
You got to blaze the trail somehow. And if Dave Bautista's doing it, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I think about, you know, Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura were in Hollywood, you know, previous to The Rock and John Cena and Dave Bautista. So you got to start somewhere.
That's right. Are there any wrestling events coming up, Rich, locally or in Wisconsin?
Yes. So as a matter of fact, I'm going to plug this here, a couple of shows that are coming up this Saturday night, at the Buena Vista in West Dallas. I will be ring announcing for House of Headlocks for the first time. That's a 7:30 start time. And then a week from Friday, the 14th, the same venue, the Buena Vista, in West Dallas, I will be ring announcing for Legacy Pro Wrestling. So the House of Headlocks show is called Deception, and the Legacy Pro Wrestling show is called March into Madness. Both shows start at 7:30 on those nights.
So it's March 14th, and then a week later, March 21st?
No, this coming Saturday, the 8th, a week from Friday, the 14th.
Very nice. How'd you get that gig? Like, how does that happen? Do they call you? Like, they've heard your work before?
I've worked with some of these guys before, and good news travels fast. And when there's somebody that can't do it because they're double booked or, you know, scheduling conflicts or whatnot, they call me and they're like, "Hey, Rich, are you free on this date?" And I said, I can make myself available. So that's basically how it works.
I'm sure people act like, you know, I'm sure they're like, "Oh, he just shows up and says stuff." How much prep? It's probably like radio. Like, is there a ton of prep that goes into this? You probably have to know everything about the guys on the bill, and really obviously no wrestling, but how much preparation goes into all of that?
There's a bit of prep that goes into it, more so for the people that organize the event, making sure that all the talent shows up. And, you know, if some talent unfortunately doesn't show up for unforeseen circumstances, then you gotta make adjustments. It's basically my responsibility to connect with the talent. Hey, where are you billed from? What are you weighing tonight? Basically, what is your moniker? How do you want me to announce? And I basically go by what they want me to do, simply because of the fact that I want them to be the stars and I want them to show their personality.
That's so great. All right. So we'll do that. If you're interested in wrestling, check it out. Buena Vista in West Allis, March 8th at 7:30. The following Friday, March 14th, Rich will be there doing announcing, and he has a blast with it. And Conrad, let's see if we can come up with a nickname during the break and have Rich do a new tag, because we used your other one for promo, Rich, and I don't think we have it anymore, the Schwabinator. So, and I want to ask you what's going on at WRJN too.
I have a new one for you. I talked about it the last time I was on the show. You weren't here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was sick. All right, we can do that. That's awesome. All right, we're coming back. Rich will help us shut this thing down. Rich LoCascio from WRJN, and he's a wrestler announcing. He's a wrestling announcer, folks. So we have more with Rich coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. Until I meet the doll of Mrs. Princess, who often wonder what makes her work. I guess I'll leave that question to the experts, assuming that there are some out there who are probably alone, solitaire. I can remember when I caught up with a pastime intimate friend. She said, but you're probably gonna say I look lovely.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Back. I was just trying to freak out, Conrad. You think I was spacing out or something?
I thought you took a powder.
I did. I took a mental powder. we're having fun here tonight on Nightlight, folks. I hope you've been staying warm and inside wherever you are. Rich, you guys missed all this horrible weather, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm not going to brag about it because I know northern Wisconsin right now, they were dealing with blizzard-like conditions earlier today. So I'm not going to say anything about it, but yeah, there was a little bit of white stuff that fell from the sky, but not nearly as much as what you guys are getting in the northern part of the state.
It's terrible. And it's first of all, thank you for not bragging about it, because really you had nothing to do with it. Don't you love people that do that? Like, well, we didn't get any down here. Well, you had nothing to do with that. But thank you. So what's going on? What's new at WRJN these days? You like being on the air?
I love being on the air. So lately it's been Sunday afternoons right after the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani. So a lot of the times I've been doing 12 to 4, sometimes 4 to 6. So last week it was 4 to 6 because there was a Badgers basketball game on, which, hey, I don't mind. It's coming up on that time of the year for college basketball. So, I know the Badgers got a rigorous schedule before the big tournament's coming up. So, but yeah, it's been a lot of fun. You know, I look forward to doing it every week, and I just enjoy it so much.
That's so great. And you do music mostly, right? Is that what your show is?
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Oh, that's so great. And you got to follow. I would imagine you have a nice audience lead in with Lou right before you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. What, it's such a great show too.
Oh, it's so, he's been on my show. I got to have him back on. I keep meaning to bring him back on, but you know what? He's never asked me to be on his show. So forget it. He's dead to me. No, I love Lou.
Be the bigger person, Pete.
I know. Conrad, memo, we got to have Lou back on. He was a really great guest, and I absolutely love his show. All right. So you were talking about, I got a horrible flu a few weeks ago, and Aaron Carreno was nice enough to fill in, which was great. You were still on the show. You were a trooper. Yeah. And I know you don't like Aaron personally, but you gutted it out, and
Wait.
Look at Rich's face, Conrad.
What in the world just happened there, Pete?
That's the third time I've tried to get a funny reaction.
I gave him a wrestling nickname. What is not to like about that?
What's his wrestling nickname?
Yeah. AC Voltage.
Oh, that's fantastic. But what is that? AC, Aaron. Oh my God, that's great. Why can't I have one like that, Rich?
Well, we're going to get to that.
Do you have one for me?
I do have one for you. I mentioned it while you were under the weather, and Conrad knows it already. Aaron knows it. So we're retiring the Schwabinator. It is a great wrestling nickname, but you know what you should do, Pete? You should have a banner right behind you in the WGBW studios. It says Schwabinator 2024. And you can preserve that for the rest of the time. But then after this year is done for 2025, you will have a banner behind you that says Yeet Schwaba.
Yeet?
Yeet. Y-E-E-T.
Y-E-E-T. Why am I calling myself that?
So the word yeet, and I'll get to this as far as like the wrestling is concerned, but yeet is a slang word. It's used to express surprise, approval, or excited enthusiasm. And there's a guy in WWE, his name is Jey Uso, just won the Royal Rumble back in beginning of February.
Okay.
And he's been in the WWE for 15 years, him and his twin brother, Jimmy. And he comes down to the ring through the crowd, and he's moving his arms up and down, and the fans are doing it with his theme music. And it was amazing to see 70,000 people at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, all in unison, moving their arms up and down with Jey. Wow. To his music. And it's like, if you're going to be known as something here, Pete, Yeet Schwaba should be it in 2025.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm going to have to warm up to that one.
Okay.
Because the Schwabinator, Rich, was undefeated. Say what you want about him. In 2024, I didn't lose a match.
Did you have a match?
No.
I wasn't aware of one.
Listen, if I had a match.
You were the announcer for the match. So I should have known about it in the first place.
You'd be the first person I'd let know if I had a wrestling match. Exactly. Believe me, there's no way Locasio is not going to that. can I think about it?
Yeah. Yeah, all right. It takes some time to mull it over, but
let me noodle that. Yeah, I don't think Yeet Schwaba. Schwaba's a tough sell anyway when it comes to imposing my will on someone. But Yeet, I don't know that that elevates Schwaba on any level. That's my issue.
Okay, let it marinate. All right,
Rich, thank you so much, buddy. Keep Don Rosen and Stuart J. Waddles in line down there in Racine. Tell those guys that I said hello. Keep up the great work with your health. You look fantastic,
you.
And it's always fun to have you on the show. Thank you so much, buddy.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thank you so much.
You got it. That's Rich Locasio. Check out his show here on Civic Media at WRJN. 12 to 4 on, was it Saturdays, Conrad?
Yeah.
Or Sunday. Saturdays, right, because that's when Luzon. Okay, check it out. I'm sure Rich does a great job there. We got a really fun show tomorrow night in the studio. Singer-songwriter Paul Hanna will be here. He is a Northeast Wisconsin musician and making the popcorn pick of the week. We had a home run here, folks.
Yeah.
Todd Alba loves movies. And I know he likes to watch Netflix and chill. Right?
Yes, for sure.
With no subcontext. He's the guy likes movies. I know Todd likes movies because we've talked about it. So he is going to be here tomorrow. It's going to be so much fun. He's going to make the popcorn pick of the week at 6:35. And we'll be off to the races. It's going to be a fun show. And Mike Clemens coming up on Friday and Terry Barr for Bar Band Friday night. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been fun. Stay warm, stay dry, stay inside. And we'll be back tomorrow night to do this all over again. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwaba. Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.